This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Israeli tanks and troops pushed further into the northern Gaza Strip overnight Sunday, reaching the outskirts of densely populated Gaza City as Israel continued its unrelenting airstrikes on Gaza. Israel said it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists who had barricaded themselves inside buildings. The expanded Israeli incursion came amid a growing humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the death toll since the Israeli airstrikes began more than 3 weeks ago passed 8,300, more than half of them women and children. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. and coalition forces continue coming under attack in the Middle East amid rising tensions over the Israel-Hamas war.
Two American defense officials say from October 17th to today, there were 23 attacks on bases housing U.S. forces, at least 14 in Iraq and 9 in Syria. Many of the drones and rockets used were intercepted and did not reach their targets. This comes days after the U.S. retaliated for earlier attacks, striking two facilities in Syria used by Iranian-linked militants. The U.S. stresses that defensive strikes are unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israel's intelligence ministry has drafted a wartime proposal to transfer the Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. It is drawing condemnation from the Palestinians and exacerbating tensions with Cairo. The junior ministry does not have the power to take any such decisions on its own, and the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu downplayed the document. But the fact that an Israeli government ministry would put such a proposal in writing outraged the Palestinians and deepened Egypt's long-held suspicions about Israel. This is VOA News. The United States on Monday condemned violent anti-Semitic events that have been reported in Russia, threatening Israelis and Jews after rioters in the predominantly Muslim Dagestan region stormed an airport to catch Jewish passengers on board a flight from Tel Aviv. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
We call on Russian authorities to publicly condemn these violent protests, to hold anyone involved accountable, and to ensure the safety of Israelis and Jews in Russia.
Videos from the airport in the regional capital of Dagestan show that the rioters, mostly young men, waving Palestinian flags, breaking down glass doors and running through the airport on Sunday evening. Police say they had arrested 60 people in connection with the unrest and identified 150 of the most active participants. Court arguments are beginning in the effort to keep former U.S. President Donald Trump from running for his old job again.
The first set of arguments start in a Colorado court. A judge has scheduled a week-long hearing on whether a clause in the 14th Amendment barring someone who engaged in insurrection against the U.S. means Trump can't run for president in Colorado. On Thursday, the Minnesota Supreme Court will consider the same issue for the Minnesota ballot. Either case could reach the U.S. Supreme Court. The nation's highest court has never ruled on the clause, which was added after the Civil War. Trump has railed against the lawsuits, along with the other cases against him, as election interference. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian tycoon Alexei Kuzmakov is detained for questioning in France in connection with alleged tax evasion and money laundering and for violating international sanctions, according to the French Financial Prosecutor's Office. Searches took place Monday at his Paris home and in the Mediterranean Var region as part of the investigation, confirming a report in French was still being detained and detailed on Tuesday, but has not yet been charged in that case. French customs agents last year seized the oligarch's 27-meter yacht, sparking a legal battle. A flow of recent data from the U.S. government has made one thing strikingly clear. A surge in consumer spending is fueling strong growth, demonstrating a resilience that has confounded economists. Federal Reserve officials and even the sour sentiments that Americans themselves have expressed in opinion polls. Spending by consumers rose by a brisk 0.4% in September, even after adjusting for inflation, even as they face even higher borrowing costs. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.